News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today, the National Women's Council are launching a new gender quota alliance, calling for statutory gender quotas at local elections. We're joined by Claire McGing, academic researcher covering women and politics. Claire, what exactly is a gender quota alliance and what would it entail?
Good morning. I suppose today the alliance being launched is convened by the National Women's Council, and we're a collective of civil society organisations and a number of independent academics, including myself. And we're working together to advocate for the provision of statutory gender quotas of 40% for local elections. And the reasoning for this was, I suppose, in response to what we saw was stagnation in the numbers and percentages of women elected at the most recent local elections. Just earlier this summer. So despite a very slight increase of just from 28% in 2019 up to just 31% in women candidates, that translates into just 26% of women councillors. And the actual number of women councillors, 247 elected, was the very same as had been in outgoing councils if you account for co-option.
Okay, so no progress
over the years. No progress whatsoever.
Just remind us, Claire, what is the law at the moment in relation to gender quotas in politics?
The law at the moment is that for Dáil elections, and this has been in statute books since 2012, would have been implemented the first time in 2016, is that all parties at that point had to run at least 30% women and 30% men candidates to avail of statutory funding they get annually to essentially support their operations. If they didn't hit that target or that minimum threshold, they would have had a 50% cut in their financial support. So the stakes are quite high. There's a very high
For local elections.
But that doesn't apply to local elections. And another important point just to note is that that will be 40% whenever the next general election may be. And we are arguing for something similar to happen for local elections.
Is there much resistance to that idea?
Not hugely, I have to say. Now, today we will be in Leinster House. We'll be presenting this to members of the Women's Caucus there and to members of the Joint Committee on Gender Equality. But no, there seems to be broad political support for the idea of quotas as a mechanism. It's how we do it that's the challenge.
Yeah. Finally, Claire, what do you say to people who say, oh, it should be based on merit, there shouldn't be quotas, it should be based on merit? What's your response to that?
I'm of the view that if the system was a meritocratic one, we'd already have equality there. So I think we know from a lot of evidence and research that there are real, real barriers to women and particularly to minority women. So I think we have to look at overcoming those obstacles, and quotas are one way of doing that.
Claire McGing, academic researcher covering women and politics. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.